Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Wow, we're getting a little heavy, huh? After a 3-day weekend, we're going to come back and talk about childhood trauma. Way to go, Anthony.
I was gonna say, why are you looking at me after saying heavy? I didn't have that many hot dogs.
No, not like that.
Off the grill yesterday. Well, you know how people say Disney movies are like super magical?
Yeah.
Well, some are like magically scarring, okay?
Okay.
There are some really good ones, but there are some that just leave you with the, oh my gosh, like every time you watch it, they're emotional. Now, for me, growing up, The Lion King. Oh, such a good movie, right?
Uh-huh.
Instant Disney classic. There's one scene in that movie that cannot bring me back to watching that film, especially with a child now. That is the Mufasa scene.
Oh, after the stampede?
Yes. So, I want to show my daughter that movie. But I know once we turn it on,
you're going to cry.
You're just waiting for something to happen. Granted, uh-huh. It doesn't happen until, you know, 15, 20 minutes into the movie. But I don't want to have to explain to her what's going on, why Mufasa's not getting up, why Simba's sad. I don't know how she's going to react. I know how I'm going to react. It's not a fun family night movie.
But, I mean, if you think about Disney movies, all of them kind of have that angle.
Oh, they all do.
But The Lion King is probably the most in your face. You're like, oh, Mufasa died.
Especially because I'm a dad,
mm-hmm.
and he was a dad, and there's little Simba right over him. I just can't bring myself to do it. I really want to. It's like, once you get past that, then the movie's great. But just knowing...
You learn about the circle of life.
No, you do a little song and dance, meet a warthog and a little meerkat. But I just can't do it. I cannot bring myself to watch that with her.
That's interesting that you bring up a Disney movie, because I feel like the movies and TV shows that scarred us from our childhood are probably something that we shouldn't have been watching. Like, for me, it was always It. Ooh. I attempted to watch It, could not get through it, and to this day, even with the remakes and everything, I was like, nope, can't do it.
I can't do the horror movies.
That's a hard no. Hard pass for me.
It's a whole other level for me. Disney's bad enough for me.
Yeah, if you're struggling with Disney, leave the horror movies alone. What was the TV show or the movie that traumatized you as a kid to the point, like, you still can't watch it now?
We'll have a nice little therapy session right now. Chime in, 1-888-431-3764.
This is almost like a little therapy session. Letting go of some childhood trauma as far as the movies or TV shows that scarred you as a kid that you still can't watch as an adult.
Here's what makes me feel good. I was talking about the scarring movie for me was Lion King. I love that movie. It's just very hard for me to want to turn that on again with my daughter because of one scene with Mufasa.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of text messages and responses that were coming in were a lot of horror movies.
Right.
So I kind of felt like I was on an island all by myself with those Disney films. But a lot of text messages rolling in now, like this one from the 707 says Fox and the Hound.
Oh, yes.
Will never watch that one again.
Mm-hmm.
What was another one? What's the movie with Littlefoot?
Land Before Time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's another one. So Disney knows what they're doing.
Oh, okay? Yeah. Disney has an MO. Somebody always dies. Mm-hmm. But some of them are more in your face than others. And you're like, oh, okay.
They hit a little hard.
Yeah. Dan in Temecula, what is that movie that scarred you as a kid?
Well, there's kind of two of them. So Alien, my dad took me when I was like 9 years old. And I remember walking out of the theater, you know, after the movie's over, looking up. And my dad says, what are you looking up at the sky for? It was late at night. I said, that thing didn't die, Dad. That thing didn't die.
It's still out there.
Don't worry. It's a make-believe story. All right, cool. A little bit later, we'll go see Amityville Horror in the theaters.
Oh.
And I'm like, whoop, whoop, glad that was a fake story. He says, nope, that was real. Oh, come on.
Linda from Corona, what was the movie that ruined you as a kid?
The Wizard of Oz.
That Ooh, was a creepy one.
Yeah. What part specifically? Because there's a few.
The flying monkey.
Yeah.
That's it.
Hey, honey, you want to go to the zoo? No. Yeah, Lyndon, you're not alone on that one. A lot of people texting about the flying monkeys. 951 says, good morning. For me, the movie was E.T. I will never watch it again. I still have nightmares to this day. Just because he looks creepy? I didn't think it was scary.
I don't remember anything from E.T. It could have been. Could have been the alien himself.
Okay. Well, you can still weigh in. You can call or text us at 888-431-3764. This guy, Kenny Chesney, doing his big residency in Las Vegas at the Sphere.
Incredible. We saw a lot of Instagram videos over the weekend, and you're going to have another chance to win tickets to see him tomorrow morning at 6:10.
No Hakuna Matata over here. Anthony is not watching The Lion King. That's the movie that traumatized you as a kid.
Yeah, and somebody texted in with that. They're like, no worries, dude, just Hakuna Matata. I wish it was that easy. Just keep Mufasa alive and I could be able to watch that movie with my child.
Everybody else, for the most part, has been some sort of horror movie that they watched as a kid that still haunts them. There have been a few Disney ones that have popped up from here and there.
It's been split, but I think it's been more horror movies and then a couple Disney movies here and there. I think they're just texting in to make me feel better.
Preston and San Bernardino, what was the movie that traumatized you as a kid?
My Girl.
Oh, with Macaulay Culkin.
That's the one.
Oh, yes. Do you remember that movie, Aunt, where she's like looking over him in the casket and she's like, where are his glasses?
I've never seen the movie, but I've seen that clip circulating on social media, and that's enough to keep me away from it.
It'll wreck you. Elsa and Norco, what was that movie that traumatized you as a kid?
Old Yeller. Oh my gosh, when I was a kid, it was devastating, and I wouldn't let my kids watch it.
I remember the one and only time I watched it, and I was like, why? Why would I watch it? It was horrible.
I know. It was so sad.
Do you watch the show Friends at all by chance?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, there was an episode of Friends where Phoebe's mom wouldn't let her watch the end of certain movies because they were too sad, and Phoebe thought all these movies were happy films. So she was like, oh, I love Old Yeller. Yeah, the one with the dog. It's so happy. And everyone else was like, no, it's not. And she went back and rewatched all of them. So that's what I'm going to do with my kids. I'm just going to stop it at a certain point.
Yeah, yeah. Go to the bathroom during that scene.
Right.
Go get your snacks.
Who wants popcorn?
Krista in Highland, what's that movie for you?
Dumbo.
See, yep. Disney. Disney mm-hmm. at it again.
Disney does us dirty sometimes.
He gets taken away from his mom, and then he gets bullied after that. Like, it's just rough, man.
What was wrong with people back in the day? Why would you even make a movie like that?
I don't know, but, like, I was in tears as a kid, and then, like, as an adult, like, I thought I could watch it again because I was like, oh, they made a live-action movie. No. Sobbing.
Wrong.
Sobbing.
951 says, I saw The Sixth Sense when I was 9 years old. I haven't been able to watch it since, and I'm 32.
Oh,
I see dead people.
Talk about scarring, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.